I've been blessed all week long. We're focusing this month on the theme, God among us. God among us. He's here among us right now. What I'm going to emphasize in the message today is very, very simple. Is that when he is among you, you can expect from God. You can expect change because of his presence. Amen. Maybe you're here today and life change is what has to happen in your life. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe you have experienced difficulties or hardships. Maybe you're having a crisis. Maybe you know somebody today who you believe that God would have you speak to them and encourage them, but you don't know what to say. And you have that helpless feeling of, wow, Lord, what can I do? Let me tell you, he's here. And in his presence, there's a lot of fullness. Everybody say fullness. Fullness is an amazing thing that happens in his presence. So this month, we are really focusing on that theme. And I want to begin today with our base text. And I love this text because it's applied to the Christmas season. But it's in Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 22 is where we'll begin before we pray. And I got a very encouraging message. And I know that this, I believe this message is for you today. God gave us some breakthroughs in the first service, and I'm going to tell you something today, guys. Whatever you need, God can provide. Whatever it is. Amen. Verse 22, you know this great story. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, verse 22, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Everybody say God with us. Will you stretch your hands toward me and pray a simple prayer for me this morning? Father, I love you. What a great privilege it is today to share your word with your church. And God, I pray right now, Father, that you help me to be consistent with the message and the word that you have for your people this morning, Father. Lord, I love you and thank you for the great opportunity that we have today to share in your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray together. And everybody who loves him, come on with me. Say a good amen. Amen. This month, we're emphasizing the presence of Christ in our lives, both on Sundays and on Wednesdays. All the teaching this month has to do with Jesus and how he affects us. And so today, we're looking into his life and discovering what it means to walk every day with the awareness of his presence. Everybody say awareness. There are tremendous benefits from knowing and living every day with that constant awareness that God is faithful and that he's always with you and he never leaves you. We talked about that just a moment ago. There are a couple of examples, foundational promises from the Word of God that I want us to refer to today that serve to remind us of the very, very special fact that God is always near. And the first example that I want to refer to today is a very familiar story from the Old Testament, conquest of Canaan. That moment when Moses was there and he was dealing with the fact that he was turning 120 years old. And it was time for him to square with the fact that it might not be for him to take the Israelites into their next level, into the promised land. He was a little bit too old. He was squaring with that. And it was time to encourage his successor, Joshua, in the leadership role of Israel. And so Moses told Joshua this in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 7. Here's what he said. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of Israel, here's what he said. He said, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with these people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and then you shall cause them to inherit it. Notice that Moses really laid the responsibility for the conquest of Canaan at Joshua's feet at that very, very moment. And it was a huge assignment given to Joshua by the Lord. And he goes on to verse 8 and says this, and the Lord, who is the one who goes before you, will not leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, do not fear nor be dismayed. Amen. Everybody say, do not fear. This is where I want to begin and kind of begin with our thought today is simply this. When God leads you to a huge assignment, when he leads you to something new, something great, something intimidating, something that you're standing in front of and it seems so difficult. Get this, guys. This is the very first thing I want you to think about today. When you're in front of the mountain, when you're in the valley, when you're approaching something, some phase of life or some obstacle, or when you're being challenged about some issue or area of life or even by other people, our very first thought in our mind should really be to remind yourself that God is with you. Right there in those moments, right there when your mind and your heart is tempted to cast intimidation or fear on your life. As his children, we've got a special benefit, and that benefit is the benefit of his presence in our life. And so you should really be skilled at this. This is something that you can become skilled at. You can face something, and instead of cowering down and becoming intimidated, not knowing what to do, you can just rise up with the promise of God on your mouth and in your heart and realize that God is with you. See, if he brought you to it, church, he's going before you, and he will not leave you alone, but his presence is there with you to strengthen you, to encourage you, so that you can face whatever your great challenge is. Right there with you. This is the nature of God, and it's his promise. And it's true for all of God's people, no matter what your difficult situation is. This is your first step. Make yourself aware of his presence. I want to make sure we don't speed up and talk too fast today, because this teaching is vital for us moving into the 21st century, the things that God wants to do through you and your family, the things that God wants to do through our church. Listen, we must understand that we're going to be put in life is going to present us with some opportunities to be afraid. You're going to face some things that are going to try to beat you down in this life. But God has provided for you and I his great presence, and he never leaves us. It's true for us, no matter what's going on in your life. If you're facing a health crisis, if you're taking on some sort of new initiative of any kind, if there's tension in your home or in your marriage, God is with you, and he will strengthen you, and he will direct you. When you're suffering because of the actions of other people, remember that God is the one who never leaves you alone. See, and we've been through that. We've been in those instances in life when other people have harmed you or did something to hang you up or hurt you in some way. But let me remind us today that other people are always going to let you. That's why we don't put our faith in people. We put our faith in Almighty God, because he's the one that's never going to let you down. See, sooner or later, if you put your faith and your hope in people, you're going to be disappointed. But Jesus is never going to disappoint you. Amen. Y'all get with me this morning. It's a promise from God. When other people do things in your life that hinder you and hurt you, you ought to have your faith and your eyes on Jesus anyway. Don't put them on other people and other men. Why? Because God alone is faithful. Amen. Now, we ought to have friends and people that we love and the people we can count on, but we don't put our faith in folks. We get our strength and our courage in what God says, not what people say. Over the past 10 years, and this has been something that I want to point out this morning. Over about the past 10 or 12 years, I've had so many circumstances, opportunities to have conversations with precious grandparents who've been charged with that task, that incredible challenge of raising their grandchildren. It's one of the most prevalent problems and one of the most prevalent challenges for grandparents in the 21st century where we're living today. It can be a daunting, to say the least. It can be overwhelming at times. But especially in those kinds of life-altering circumstances, God has strength and courage. He has direction and peace. When we realize where he is with you. It seems so simple this morning. But I want you to understand that this has been the tendency of men and women of God. When we go through things, I think pastors all feel the same way. All of us. I think if we can just get enough precious disciples to realize that you're never alone, but God is always with you. If you can live every day of knowing the fact that he's right beside you, he has not left you alone, whatever it is that you're facing, he's not left you alone to face that thing. He's right there holding your hand and holding you up and carrying you right on through the mess that you're going in. Amen. See, Moses, in our example, he knew that Joshua was about to embark on a mission that involved great risks. He knew that Joshua would have to have a new level of leadership with great influence over the people of Israel. And it was going to take more than just a pep talk to get Joshua ready to face that great challenge. It took a reminder in his life that God was with him and that God's presence had strength and it had courage for him. Guys, listen, here's the radical truth about the presence of Christ. And he is among us, and here it is. His presence takes seemingly impossible situations and he causes those things to become possible. Let me say that one more time because we need to be reminded. His presence takes impossible situations and causes them to become possible. In other words, his presence shifts the odds in your favor. When God is among us, church, there are no impossibilities. Why? Because with him, the Bible says, all things are possible. If you're facing down something that seems impossible today, you or someone that you love, all you have to do really is get in faith and realize, you know what? It might not be impossible after all because we're not alone. Our Heavenly Father is here. He has not neglected us. He has not left us. He has not left us alone. No, he's here. And he tells us, do not be afraid nor be dismayed, but instead be strong and courageous because I have not left you. Come on, somebody. Just like Joshua this morning, you can be strong and courageous. Why? Because when it comes to God's children, possibilities are endless. Why? Because he is never not there. Let's get that in our spirit this morning. He's never not there. He said in his word that he'll never leave you, church. So the next time you're standing in the front of a serious challenge and your heart begins to tell you that it might not work out, why don't you just stand up in faith and square your spiritual shoulders and remind yourself of what your Heavenly Father does for you. And what does he do? He shows up and makes his presence known. And that's when things start to change. Come on, if you believe it, give him a big praise right now in the name of Jesus. That's when things start to change. I know so many people that walk around perpetually in the mully grubs. Y'all know what that is? Y'all ever had the mully grubs? Let me see hands of everybody that's ever had the mully grubs. Come on. Mully grubs is when you feel bad and don't know why. Somebody might say, well, what's wrong? Nothing. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, you're just having one of those moods, you know, just what is it? Nothing. Well, why do you look like something's wrong? Why are you picking on me? The mully grubs. It's when something happens. Maybe you're disappointed over something and you just can't really seem to get over that thing. And listen, if you're walking around powerless with a negative, pessimistic attitude, why don't you just be a child of God and rely on the Word of God and stand up and live and believe like the Word says you can live and believe and realize I'm driving down the road. I might be in my truck by myself, but I ain't by myself. I might be at home watching TV and it might seem like I'm all by myself, but I'm not by myself. Why? Because I've got a Heavenly Father who loves me. I've got a Savior who died for me. And his word says, I never leave you. Come on, y'all say it with me. Say it. I never leave you. You know what that really means? It means he's even there when you're sinning. Some of y'all forgot to say amen on that one. He's even there when you're in the middle of compromise. See, you can trick people, but you can't trick God. I might not be there over your shoulder looking and checking into things in your life. But guess what? God is always there. Why? Because he never leaves. He's faithful. I've been tricked before. I'll be tricked again. But you can't hide from God. You can't hide from the presence of God. His power is there. That's why you can be strong and courageous today, because he is among us. He is there. He's faithful. He's got strength for you. I realize, man, sometimes we get bad news, we get disappointed, but you know what? God's not intimidated by your bad news. You might get news that says things aren't looking like they're supposed to look, but you can't catch him off guard. Can y'all receive that today? Amen. Be strong and courageous because his presence is right there. Let me move on. Somebody might be thinking, that example, Pastor Brandon, is from the Old Testament, and that's just how God dealt with people back then. So let me get us to the promise in the New Testament to make sure that we all know that he hasn't changed and that he's still faithful to show up and make his presence known and available to you. Amen. Hebrews 15, 5 and 6 says this. It says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And here's our response to that promise. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You might be walking around all sad and mully grubbed and because you thought people was your helper. You thought your job was your helper. You thought that all of your advantages and giftings were your helper. Listen, that's not it. If you're his child, he's your helper. Look, listen to close what it said. So we may boldly say, everybody say boldly. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Are y'all reading this with me? What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper. See, I love it when Scripture kind of enables us and gives us permission to bow up in great faith a little bit and boast in the Lord a little bit. This is one of those moments. He's saying today, let your conduct be without covetousness and be content with what you have. When people or challenges present themselves to you as threats or as obstacles, church, what he's saying is this. Stop wanting and wishing that you had something or somebody different to defend you or to strengthen you, but instead rise up and remind yourself that you have the Lord as your helper. His presence and his power encompasses around about you, and you will not be forsaken. What can man do to you? Anybody's faith getting built up on this morning? I want you to understand today that he is among you. When Jesus Christ came into the world in Mary's manger, he became among the men. But listen, but he's still among us today in the name of Jesus. I love Matthew chapter 28, what Jesus said after he gave everybody the great commission. He said, go therefore into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But then here's what Jesus said. This is out of the mouth of Jesus. He said, and lo, I am with you. How often?
Always.
Come on, say it with boldness. Say always.
Always.
Jesus said, I'm with you always. Thank God. That means he's with you when you don't feel good.
Yeah.
He's with you in the hospital. He's with you that moment you got that bad news. He's with you that moment that person you thought loved you did something or said something that proved that they didn't really love you. He's still there loving you. Anybody getting a hold of it with me this morning? Come on. This is the faith issue for a lot of people because awareness of his presence should give us that mindset that we can expect change. Why? Because he's near. When he gets near, things change. Come on. Come on, somebody. Since he's among us, we have the benefit of his presence. And his presence is what changes it all. His presence changes everything. It's a mindset issue. Mindset really matters. Come on, everybody say mindset matters. Some people are conditioned by a mindset of disappointment and failure. But with God, he doesn't fail. Amen. So as his child, we can understand that when we get into faith, the mindset that we should have is that when God is near, we can expect the change that needs to be made. Amen. A couple of examples on mindset matters today. Just two quick examples. The first example I want to emphasize today comes from the story in Matthew chapter 9, a story that we all know. It's the woman with the issue of blood. Great story. The Bible says that she had been bleeding for 12 years. 12 years. And she had suffered many things from many physicians, but she never got better. She had issues. That's what the Bible says. She had an issue of blood. So she had issues. How many of you got some issues? Y'all don't raise your hand. I'm just, you know, don't raise them up. It's like me, Pastor Brandon. I got all kind of issues over here. I need you to pray for me. We all have some. How many realize we all have issues? Come on, somebody. Amen. She had issues. And society required that she make adjustments to accommodate her issues. You see, the law required, because she had been declared ceremonially unclean for 12 years. That meant that she was suffering from great isolation. She had been made to be alienated from the people in her life because she was viewed as untouchable. And this is something, 12 years of alienation and isolation. This is a scenario that most people would not be able to survive. But there's something that gave her hope to survive. And that something was this. If you look closely in Matthew chapter 9, she heard that when Jesus shows up, things can change. That's what she heard. She heard that when the Lord shows up, circumstances can change. And her mindset shifted. See, her mindset enabled her to stop making adjustments to accommodate her challenges. And this is where I want us to stop and land for just a moment, because when we have issues and challenges, so many times we make accommodations and adjustments for our challenges and issues rather than trusting God to help us get on over it. It's what we do. Somebody spoke a negative word into our lives, or we suffered a great pain of loss in our life, and the enemy in the world has tried to condition you to believe that that's just the way it's going to be forever for your life. But let me tell you, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she heard that when God's presence shows up, things can change. Let me say this over your life. God's presence is here in this room right now, and it can change for you too. You don't have to stay the same. If you've got somebody in your life who needs to hear this, by all means, take the word and speak it over their life and remind them, you can change. You don't have to stay depressed. You don't have to stay anxious. You don't even have to stay sick. Somebody, can I get somebody to believe big with me in here this morning? You don't have to stay in anything. Why? Because he's near. His presence never leaves you. He don't neglect you. He's always right there, ready, willing. When we step out in faith, it's faith that moves God. It's not religion that moves God. It's not perfection that moves God. It's just simple faith. Jesus said, if you can just have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, the huge mountain that's in front of you can fall right into that ocean right over there. So church, let me remind you right now, just tell somebody today, whoever it is, that if they'll just believe, his presence can change everything. Come on, somebody. She stopped making adjustments to accommodate her challenges. See, her faith fueled her expectation. Here it is. Her faith was fueled by expectation of what can happen in his presence. I tell you what, I feel the Lord in here. Here's the issue. I feel God all the time, but you know, sometimes I just think there's something powerful when God's people come together and we get a big faith stirring up, and we just know there's a big expectation that can happen. How many of y'all got unsaved loved ones that you're praying for and believing God to save their life? Amen. How many of you know you or somebody that you love are facing a physical health crisis in their life right now? They need God to touch them. You know what? You can go ahead and expect God to do what he said he's going to do. Stop wondering if he can and expect God to do it. This is the difference. It's a mindset issue. Stop basing it on previous evidence that something didn't happen. Listen, go ahead and expect God to do it. This is what she did. Here's what the word says in Matthew 9:21. It says this, for she thought to herself. How many know mindset matters? She thought to herself. And here's what she told herself. See, she done heard what Jesus can do. She done heard that things happen when he walks by. So she told herself this. She thought to herself. Her mindset, her thought life mattered. Guys, let me tell you this. Our thought life and our mindset matters in how we live and the effectiveness and the efficiency by which we serve God and fulfill his purposes in our life. Your mindset matters. And if you're thinking, you're stuck in your condition into a way of thinking that limits you, you need to go ahead and cast off all restraints of your faith and make yourself unlimited. Listen, because with God's help, all things are possible for you. For she thought to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Thank God. Look what she told herself. If only I can just get out of this room, get over there, to where that guy is, Jesus, who everywhere he goes, stuff happens. I just need to be where he is. Here's what happened. Her expectation of what God can do caused her to move from where she was over to where he was. Jesus' physical presence made the difference back then. Today, it's his spiritual presence that makes the same difference. She was fueled by expectation. Notice that it was her mindset about God that gave her courage and strength to ignore society's rules, to press through that great crowd and place a demand on the power of God that was in Christ. She thought to herself. It was her faith, and it was fueled by the expectation of what could possibly happen once she got where Jesus was. Her mindset mattered. Proverbs 23:7 says this. It's so true about all of us. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know what that tells me, guys? It tells me that if you think you're defeated, you are. If you think you can't, you can't. If you think it can't happen, it won't. But eventually what you'll find out is this. When you change your mindset and begin to realize that, yes, you have limitations in your human flesh and in your human existence. But listen, with him, we move from being a natural existence over into being a supernatural existence. With him, impossibilities become possibilities. With him, there may be no evidence that your child is going to get saved. There may be no evidence that your body or someone you love, their body is going to be healed. There may be no evidence that you can see that what needs to take place is going to take place in the natural. But in the spiritual, you have a promise. It says this, believe ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, both you and your household. See, there's a spiritual truth that upends the natural truth. And what God said is always more prevalent and more powerful than what your eyes tell you. Anybody with me today? Amen. His presence. Faith is transformed from thoughts into actions. That's what caused her to make a move. The second example, we're almost through. We're about to pray and believe together for great things. Second example is in Mark chapter 10. Story of blind Bartimaeus. Y'all know the story. Bible says that blind Bartimaeus sat by the road and begged for years and years. Now, as a blind man, there was no way that he could have seen the evidence of what God can do. But he heard. Somebody say he heard. He didn't see it, but he heard that when Jesus shows up, things can change. That's what he heard. You know, it's no example that your word will tell you faith cometh by and hearing by the word. He had heard about the word. How many know Jesus is the word? If you were here on Wednesday night, you got reminded that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. He's the Word. Come on. He heard the Word of what Jesus can do when He shows up. Mark chapter 10 says that when he heard that Jesus was going to come by, he began to yell out loud with a loud voice. He said, Jesus, Son of David, come over here. Have mercy on me. Now, here's the key that I want to land on before we pray. Because this is the problem. Yes, circumstances and conditioning can certainly change our mindset. But for too many of us, people and peer pressure change our mindset about God. The Bible says in verse 48 that many people in the crowd that day tried to convince Bartimaeus to be quiet and stop yelling for Jesus. But instead of being quiet, that just made him yell out even louder. That just made him more boisterous and more faith-filled. They challenged him. You know what? He was desperate. Somebody say desperate. Man, desperate people do desperate stuff. In both of these examples today, both in the woman with the issue of blood as well as blind Bartimaeus, there was a crowd involved that tried to influence the person from living like they had expectations from God's presence. But in both the examples, they were just desperate enough to have the faith to believe instead of accommodating their issues by staying the same and not calling on God. Here's where we'll land. You can look at this on the screen. Don't look or listen to people around you to determine what you believe about God. Come on, somebody. Don't look or listen to the people around you to determine what you believe about God. His presence brings miracles. His presence brings change. His presence brings salvation. His presence brings healing. His presence brings hope. His presence does the things that you need it to do so that you can accomplish the purpose that he created for you to accomplish. Amen. And you're going to be around people that are going to nag and tag. You're going to be around people that are going to grumble, and they're going to talk negative, and they're going to try to bring you down. They're going to try to prevent you from serving God with boldness. They're going to try to prevent you from living big for God. Circumstances and people always trying to prevent you from not experiencing God as a desperate person. But when you get desperate enough, you don't care about the crowd. You touch Jesus. Here's the final point we'll make. Here's the thing. The Bible says that Jesus finally responded to Bartimaeus, brought him over, and he was healed. Thank God for the miracle. Amen. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that there was a thronging crowd that day. And Jesus had to push himself through a crowd because so many people were reaching out and touching Jesus. But when the woman who was desperate, the woman who just knew that if she could just get into his presence and touch his garment, she pushed through that crowd. And when she touched, here's something I like to point out. God did the miracle, but really it wasn't Jesus who healed her that day. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that when she touched the robe, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. But Jesus stopped in the middle of the crowd and turned around and said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" And the disciples said, "Lord, you're in a huge group of people walking down the street. There's all kind of people touching you." But here's where we're going to land right here. How many realize in his presence, whatever can change? Jesus knew something they didn't. There's a difference between touching him physically and touching him like she touched him. When she touched him, virtue and power flowed from him because she touched him with great faith. She touched him with the benefit. She touched him with the secret weapon. Y'all know what it is? Expectation. Somebody say expectation. She touched him with the kind of faith that wasn't just hoping for change. She said to herself in her own heart, "I know. I know that if I can just touch his robe, I'll be changed." She wasn't reaching out through the crowd that day, probably on her hands and knees, pushing through the thronging crowd, trying to get to Jesus. She wasn't reaching out hoping that her blood was going to dry up. No, the Bible says she had already determined that when she touches him, she's going to be made well. That's huge. Amen. Come on. Y'all stay-